Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and we are joined by Julia Sokolowski today from Survivor Co. Wrong. Julia was the last person we interviewed with Will. Those are fun facts out here.
Wow, fun fact.
So Julia was the last person to jump in on that, and now here she is. She's back again. She's hopefully going to do better than Adam Klein in the power rankings. Won't be too difficult, we don't think. But yeah. Julia, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here again.
Yeah, it's been like a while. We were talking about always bringing people back for like the last couple seasons just so that we could like make the Sunday power rankings a little bit more exciting. And we just never did it. And then like this year we were like, let's reach out to the people. And so far, like everybody's been pretty excited about it. So it's good to see that we didn't like ruin all of our relationships here with the Survivor community.
Only some.
But so Julia, you were talking to us a little bit about the season beforehand. You were saying that nobody's sticking. What's going on?
You know what? I don't know. I think it might be me. Like it for so long I was so saturated in Survivor World. And I think these past couple of seasons, I've like gone through a lot of personal changes recently. Like I've moved, I've graduated college, I'm starting a career. So like Survivor is so on my back burner. And I tried to catch up on this season all at once this weekend because I actually missed the premiere and then I missed the next episode. And just like this cast for some reason isn't sticking with me. I don't know what it is. I love this theme. I'm loving Ghost Island. I think this is so fun and different. And I wish I could play this with this Ghost Island twist here. But in regards to the people, I'm just not – no one in particular is standing out to me. A lot of people – kind of blended, so you know.
Are you trying to imply that being on Ghost Island would have been more fun than your Exile Island in Koran?
Absolutely! Oh my god!
You heard it here first, people.
Yeah, it's weird because like when we were doing the rankings and we were doing the recap last week, there's like still Bradley and Chelsea. We still haven't gotten confessionals from, and then there's other people like Desiree, who I thought would be huge with screen time, hasn't been much. Laurel hasn't been much. Like, there's a lot of people who just haven't gotten that much screen time, and we're down to 17 people. You'd think three episodes in, you'd know like at least like 10 of the people, but I don't even know if I know that many of them. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure I can name like five.
This will be fun, man.
This is gonna be great.
I can't wait.
And of course, like those five, I have very strong opinions on. Everyone else, I'm kind of like, whatever.
who are the five? Who are these five?
Okay, I know Libby I feel like that's pretty obvious. I know, what's her name? Stephanie? Mm-hmm. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
Dom. That's one, because and is it Chris who they're kind of like butting heads? Okay, those two. Yeah. Jonathan, right? That's his name.
Yep.
Yep.
You're heating up.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Yeah, this is great.
Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then other than that, everyone's a blur.
This will be
that's
great.
It. That's your like. That's your final six right there.
And Julia, for those who don't remember or didn't watch it, Julia was the one who came onto our Game Changers cast assessment and told us if they were game changers or not. So these strong opinions I'm looking forward to hearing here, because you were pretty spot on with all of that too. Let's be honest. You weren't off.
You know. And see, like, that's the thing is, I think with Game Changers and Millennials versus Gen X in my season – the personalities were so distinct and so strong. And here, I think you have a lot of people who are just so normal. Like, and that just makes them blend a little bit for now in the beginning, obviously, when they're not getting a lot of screen time going on. It's just so many like normal people. I feel like more normal than normal.
Way too normal.
That's a good way to describe it. Yeah. It's more normal than normal.
Well, they're all like big fans of the game. So it's almost like a super meta season. Like they all know they're on Survivor and they're almost like playing Survivor as people who know that they're on it. I know that's not really making sense, but I kind of get where you're coming from.
No, yeah, I totally agree. It's sometimes, you know, and I think the thing with the Ghost Island twists too, I don't know how much of that, you know, on those papers that they're getting and whatever they have written out for them to kind of recap those things. But it's just so, like, it seems so Survivor fanny this season. Not necessarily as, like, competitive and gritty, but just more, like, fan. And they're, like, excited to be there more so than, like, ready to play kind of vibes.
Mm-hmm.
No, that makes sense. And it's like, it seems like right now it's a fun season, but it also seems, I think, because so many people are huge fans, they're taking a step back and letting things happen around them early on, like, so that they don't end up screwing themselves over too early. Like, I feel like where, you know, Dom clearly is going for it, but you don't have more than one Dom right now. He's really the only person, him and Chris are the only ones who are really pushing like any type of, confrontation and anything like that. It seemed like the Malolo tribe, they went to two tribal councils and they were so happy go lucky. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And then what's the other? So that's the thing is like Dom and Chris, they're obviously alphas here. And then we have that other guy. What's the other guy's name?
Oh, Brendan. Come
Bradley.
On. You can't forget Brendan on this one.
I'm sorry. But you know, and this is why I feel like Chris and Dom are so, maybe it's just screen time, but they just dominate that all, that this other guy should probably be an alpha and getting a lot of, like, I don't know, be a leader and have that kind of edit. And I don't see that coming through yet either. So maybe we will down the line. Who knows?
I'm really excited for this because Adam like studied like the pregame cast. So Adam was first, you're second here. So like Adam studied the pregame cast. He did the boot list game. He did the prop bet game. He like sat, he like really was like convinced that he had everything right. He put Morgan at number 8. So just get this person in the bottom half and you'll have done better than Adam without even like knowing the cast very much. So this is going to be great.
Oh man.
Going in blind. I like it.
Oh, so blind. I just feel so out of it. I don't even know their name. Okay, I literally have the cast on my phone so I can see.
Perfect.
Just go in like alphabetical order. It's been done before.
Jenna, I like her. She seems cool.
She's got a cool job.
Well, what did you think of Morgan, who went home last week? What was your opinion on that?
I liked her, but I wasn't like attached to her, you know. I don't know. I hate saying this, the women on this, because I am all like girl power and I typically like love the girls and root for the girls, but there's not really a particular girl in the season who I'm like psyched about. And I mean, hopefully that'll change as it goes on, because I obviously always root for the girls, want to see the girls win, but no. I don't know. This Morgan, I just was so like indifferent. I don't know. I'm so indifferent. I'm sorry. I feel so lame.
Well, I think this is let's start off the power rankings then, because my number one, I have Libby. which is the tiny, you know, the tiny blonde girl. There's your girl power.
That's, yeah, there we go.
And I feel like her and Stephanie Johnson are the two girls so far who have actually jumped out on this season. And the reason I think Libby is fine is because that alliance that they have, the four Malolo on that tribe, there's no way Chris and Dom are working together. Like, Chris might be able to pull Malolo to his side, or Dom might be able to pull Malolo to his, but it's going to be to vote out either Chris or Angela or Dom or who's the other one who's over there with Dom?
Wendell.
Wendell. Yeah, it's going to, like, that's what it's going to end up being there.
Yeah, there we go. Sure, you know this cast so well. You got this cast written down.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good number one.
Yeah, and the thing with Libby, and I didn't bring this up on the recap episode, but she actually had the line, "I'll play dumb, but I'm not gonna be dumb about it." And I thought that was such a great line because, like, it's like her, like, it's exactly what ended up happening to Morgan. Morgan's like, "Oh, she's so cute. Who wouldn't want to work with her?" And then she just stabs her directly in the back and is like, "See you, get out of here." So I think Libby's getting, like, for somebody who was completely invisible in the premiere, like, last week was huge for her. And I just don't see, I mean, my top four are the four from Malolo that are on that tribe. It's Libby, Donathan, James, Laurel. I just go right down the line because I just don't think any of them have any chance of going home this week.
Yeah. So out of that, how did you order that four? Like, how did you decide that Donathan was going to be your number two?
Well, Donathan is just, because he really wasn't in much of last week's episode, he's going to stick around a little bit. Like, he's not going to go home.
When he goes home, we're going to know he's going
to
go home.
We're going to know. There's going to be a big, like, prelude to him.
Can I put my number one out then?
Go for it.
Okay, so I'm going to put Donathan as number one. And one of the reasons, I love him. I think he's hilarious. But B, he had a great little scene. They showed him making fire. He's getting that hero edit, and exactly as you guys are saying, we're gonna know when he's gonna leave. So I'm putting him as number one. I'm writing this down so I don't.
So that when you get everything right and Donathan wins the game, now you have evidence of it. So I actually go with Libby at number one too, and that's kind of for similar reasons as Phil. She's just kind of unassuming. Like, no one is going to think, like, oh, Libby is this, like, evil strategic mastermind. Even though Morgan did call her out when she was walking out, I feel like they're still not going to go for her. Because even now, everyone's giving the credit to James. Like, as fans and as viewers, everyone's giving credit to James. So on the island, it could be different. But I can't imagine Chris, like, being fearful of her. And I think that, like, that puts her in a really good position because we saw how well it worked out with her getting rid of Morgan. My two and three, I kind of vary. I go Dominic at two and Michael at three. And Dominic is not in a great position on his tribe, but he's someone who has an idol and he has an advantage that he obviously can't use right now, but he's going to use that as a bargaining chip. And he's someone with an idol who is totally not afraid to play it. So I think he's going to be fine. Like, you see him talking to Laurel briefly in the preview for next week. And so we don't really know where Laurel stands. Like, I don't really know what Laurel's connection is to the other three original Malolos that she's with right now. So she very well could work with him. He's with Wendell, who's, like, I'd say a really good right-hand man. Like, those two have good chemistry with everyone on the tribe. So even though he's on the bottom, I'm not too scared for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dom, I have Dom a little bit lower than that just because Dom does, like, always put a target on his back, and maybe
he actively places it on his back.
He actively does it. I mean, it's on him. So that's why I have him lower. And on that tribe, like, somehow maybe Chris gets the upper hand, but Malolo convinces Dominic they're gonna vote with him. I don't know how they would do it. We still don't know, like, enough about the cast. I don't think Dominic goes this week, but, like, to put Dominic ahead of, like, Donathan, James, and Laurel, I just think it's kind of crazy because, like, Donovan, James, and Laurel, like, have, like, a 0% chance to go home this week.
But the thing is, like, yes, they had this, like, really awesome vote out. But again, I don't really know how tight they are. And within that four, who's close with who. And this game is still so early. And now that it's a 4-4 tie, one of them could be like, well, I want to blow this game up because I'm a super fan, and could very well do that. Like, we're in an era of Survivor where I feel like people aren't just going to stick to their tribes blindly. So if they see a way to put themselves in a different position, whether or not it's a good one, I think they could take it, but I probably have him up there just because he will play an idol if he has to.
And I'm assuming you put Michael there because he actually has an idol.
He actually has an idol, and also out of those four Malolo minorities that are on the current Malolo tribe, Brendan's the guy you go for. Like, Brendan's the alpha male of that group of four. So even though Michael's still like a really big dude, he's pretty quiet. Like, he's got kind of a quiet air to him, while Brendan seems like more of the natural leader. So I feel like if they're going to vote out that group, they're going to try for Brendan or like throw something at Jenna because no one would see it coming. That's my thought process with that.
Wait, who is Jenna?
Jenna's the one you like.
You like Jenna.
Wait, oh yeah, I liked her.
Yeah.
Jenna's your hit girl.
Jenna's one who like really hasn't been on the season. So it's totally understandable that could be your reaction.
Oh my God. Like, that was so funny. Wait till we get to Chelsea. Yeah.
I liked her. Because, okay, when I see her picture, I'm like, yeah, I like that girl. I remember her. Oh my God.
This is amazing.
Okay.
Julia, who are you thinking for 2 and 3? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay. I'm going to put my 2 and 3, I'm going to put Libby 2 because basically the same reasons you guys said. I think she's going to – I don't think she's going to win. Like, I don't think she has a shot of winning, to be perfectly honest. But I think she's going to make it far, and she's going to play a really fierce game. Like, I just have that vibe. Very generic vibe, but I just see it. she seems like a – like, I'd watch out for her. And then I'm going to put Sebastian as number 3.
Ooh.
But just because, like, I don't see him going home anytime soon, and I think he's hilarious, and I love him, so.
I think he's hilarious.
Banana Laffy Taffy, though, most importantly.
Yeah, what's your Laffy Taffy go-to flavor?
Okay, ew, banana? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a psychopath move.
That's so gross. I don't... Banana flavored anything is disgusting, so... I don't know where that came from, but I think like whatever the pink Laffy Taffy is, that's my.
Oh yeah,
that's the best one. I think it's strawberry. Yeah.
What's crazy is that it's not like he accidentally said banana. He said Laffy Taffy and then paused and said banana flavored. Like to clarify, he wanted banana. So I don't know. I can't trust him, but he's probably gonna go far.
Yeah, he's gonna go far.
All right, so you're the first one to drop Sebastian here. So Sebastian's like funny to me just because like he's the only one on the other tribe that like we saw Kellen too, but from the VD, like Sebastian's getting screen time here, and I don't see him as somebody who can win. I don't even think he's going to go like super far. Like I think he's going to hang around for a little bit, but I don't think he's gonna... So it's funny that he's the one that they're giving screen time. Like, oh, let's get him to just make his like ridiculous analogies every time, whatever he's saying. And it's all candy related, it seems like.
He reminds me of a cross between like Alec Christie, like Keith, and then like a Malcolm, like a combo. Do you know what I mean? Like so much weird personality going on, but also is obviously like probably going to do well in challenges and stuff and has that like, I don't know, you know, that nature-y kind of, I don't know. But
yeah.
But I also think it's kind of for his type, like look-wise, he definitely is bringing a totally different type of character to that. I think that's cool.
And I think that's what people are having a hard time with him is they're all just assuming that he's like the strong, like airhead guy. Like, mm-hmm. Or he's like, I actually don't think, I think he's just funny. Like, I think he's just kind of goofy. I don't think that he's, like, dumb by any means. I think he just, like, says those things because, like, that's just how he is. Like, he thinks that that's hilarious and, like, he just likes to, like, make references to candy all the time. And, like Adam had said, they're only airing it because, like, they're trying to show him to be, like, dumb. But, like, I actually don't think that's the case. I think they're showing him to be, like, likable in this sense.
Yeah. And he is really likable. Like, I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Adam was right. Like, I rewatched the scenes from the premiere with Sebastian, and they're definitely kind of splicing what he's saying to make it sound like he's dumber than, like they're trying to make it think that he's dumb. But I think he's pretty funny, too. I didn't really know what to do with him. I have him a lot higher up this week than I did last week, because I actually think he does have a little bit of longevity, just because he's good in challenges. I think he'll be loyal. But we'll see with him. I'll get to him.
As a threat at this point, like I would, yeah. if he was out there, you think of, I think of like Malcolm. And if you were playing with a Malcolm, who's much more like quick and physical like him, you would obviously put a target on his back. But like this kid, you're like, just keep him around. He's so
Yeah. And we haven't seen him go to a tribal council yet. So we don't even know like what he's going to be like when he votes. Like, is he going to be crazy?
I mean, he just like draws like a Snickers bar on it and then just like walks away. That's what I want.
Amazing. All right. So my number five, and this might be dumb to put like her this high, but I think this tribe goes to tribal just because we saw the preview where it was like, oh, we have an idol, like don't worry, and Stephanie Johnson's crying, and like it just seems like this tribe's gonna go to tribal. But I'm still putting Kellen at five here because Kellen's getting a lot of screen time for the girls. Mm-hmm. Like Kellen's probably the second highest screen time behind Stephanie Johnson, and on top of that, she also has so many like shields on that tribe if they do decide to vote out a Navidi. Like, mm-hmm. they have Bradley, who is annoying everybody. You have who else is over there? You have Chelsea, who's seems like she's
doesn't exist.
We don't actually know anything about Chelsea. I can't even pretend I do. and then who's the other one? It's Desiree is over there. Yeah, so like I feel like there's people to get rid of there. And then you have Sebastian, who's stronger. But I feel like they're going to probably go for either Chelsea or Bradley. And really, with how confident Kellen's being, like, it's five against four. Stinks to be you guys. It almost might be like, does she have an idol? Did she find an idol over on Navidi? Like, let's not vote for her. And I think that that's kind of giving her a buffer here. I think Kellen's just meant to go further. I do think this tribe loses. And I do think Malolo somehow finds a way to get rid of the original Navidi. But I don't think it's Kellen who goes home.
Yeah, Kellen, I have Kellen a little bit lower. Kind of like what we talked about before we went live. Like, I just don't really know where a lot of people stand, especially on this new Malolo tribe. I was listening to Morgan's, one of her exit interviews, and she kind of gave a little hint into what the original Navidi breakout was. And she said it was Morgan, Bradley, Kellen, Wendell, and Dom on one side, and then Dez, Sebastian, Chelsea, Angela, and Chris on the other side. So actually, within that, Kellen and Bradley seem to be on the quote-unquote bottom of, or just like, they're sort of on the outside of the Navidis on the new Malolo beach. So if Navidi is to break up, I do see it going that way. So maybe Kellen and Bradley would go over and work with the Malolos if they had to.
Yeah, that could make sense. It just seems like what we saw last week, Kellen was just so adamant, like, I'm not working with you. You guys are screwed. It's like she was very adamant, and we were seeing that. So maybe after this vote, if somebody else goes home, Kellen decides I'll work with Malolo. But it just seems like for the first vote, she's not going to do it. I mean, with Ghost Island in play, it just makes everything such a crapshoot because is it going to be 5-on-3 or is it going to be 4-on-4 if that tribe loses? We don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I literally had to look on my phone to look who Kellen was. And
I was about to ask if you knew who Kellen was.
Yeah, no, I know who she is. And I agree with you guys. I really don't have a good – I feel like she's getting a significant amount of time. Like, she's mm-hmm. had some good little nuggets. But, I mean, I don't really have a pulse on her either.
It's hard to say where she actually stands with anybody because we haven't – I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, in real life, her and Bradley are, like, dating. Like I'm pretty sure. And, like, we haven't even seen them, like, talk to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Survivor romances are what I live for.
I think there's multiple on this
season. There's a couple floating around this season.
Get excited. You have plenty of reason to love this season.
Yeah. Just make your power rankings based on, like, who you think is dating.
Okay.
I'm excited to see who you put at what are we up to? So she's up to number four. Who do you think's dating Sebastian?
Okay, well, no one's dating Sebastian. Come on. I'm putting Wendell at four.
That's wow. Right.
Yep.
Is Wendell dating Sebastian?
I mean, you never know. Didn't he say like he stopped his? He's like off about being a free spirit or something now. We never know. Okay. I
said it, but it's assumed at this point.
I'm going to put Bradley at 5 just because I don't even know who Bradley is. I'm sorry, Bradley. So, like, the more I know about you, the lower you're going, basically, at this point, because you've done something wrong, probably. I'm gonna put what's the other girl who hasn't talked? Chelsea's gonna be 6, and then Kellen's gonna be 7. Those are my
wow, there's a lot going on here.
Wow, you just rattled them off. All right, we're going.
All right, I can catch up to I'm on 4, I can catch up to 7.
I want to hear Julia's takes on Bradley, Chelsea, and Kellen. Clearly, she likes Wendell a lot. We saw like the reaction when you remembered who Wendell was. But Bradley and Chelsea, give me your take on Bradley and Chelsea, who we haven't heard talk. All we've heard from Bradley is that he's complaining, and all we know about Chelsea is that she's actually on the show.
She might not be.
This is the thing. I remember my season, I got a little bit of screen time episode 1, but episode 2, I don't think I got anything. So I think that's a clear indication of probably where Chelsea will end up.
you're saying she's going to finish in your place?
I think she'll be like a 7th, 8th, like it'll come. Wow. And she's not, I don't think she's a super, like she might not have like a really integral like storyline here, and like around the time that she gets booted, it's gonna like she'll get more screen time. But sometimes they do that. Like obviously, if you're gonna go early on, I think about like people in my season, like Alicia and Jenny. They got tons of screen time early on, and they're just like boom, boom, boom. And then a lot of these quieter people made it further. So I don't know. Maybe I feel like she's safe for now. Don't really obviously know anything about this girl. Don't even know what she does. I'm looking at her bio right now, pro cheerleader.
She's a dancer and an EMT.
So we don't know what she does either.
Yeah, so all of the above.
Okay. And her 3 words to describe herself, outgoing, dynamic, and driven, is the most, girl, that is so generic. Come on. A little bit. And then Bradley, I feel like I didn't even see him episode 1. Like, mm-hmm. Didn't even see him. And then I think he was sitting in the shelter maybe with someone in the second episode talking mm-hmm. to someone. And I was like, who the hell is that? So, I mean, I don't really have a pulse on him either. Like, has he even said anything?
He hasn't had confessionals, but he said things like, he's the one who was complaining about the dirt and the sand and he hates the
rain,
Fiji.
Yeah.
That was him.
Hello, what show do you think you're on? But I feel like they'll be okay for a while. Obviously, I don't really love them yet. I hope I do. But I don't not like them either. There are people I don't like, so.
Oh, I can't wait to get there.
Ooh, okay. We'll get to those.
Yeah. Alexa, who you got at your 4, 5, 6? Where just go wherever you want
to
go.
All right, yeah, I'll rattle them off. I'll catch up to 7. So 4, I go James. 5, I go Laurel. 6, I go Donathan, and then 7, I actually go Dez. So Dez is only the second person from the original or from the new Malolo tribe who I mentioned. I think she's in a really good spot. Like after kind of hearing about the original Navidi breakup. She's in the like quote unquote majority. Like she seems to have some kind of relationship with Chelsea and Sebastian, but we did see her talking to Bradley and Kellen and they were like, we got this. Even though I don't have a good read on her, I think like to your guys' point, because I don't know much about her, that means that she does have a little bit of staying power because she does have like a super cool story that we haven't even gotten a glimpse of yet. So I think that's still to come. I think she's like kind of level-headed. You know, I don't have a great pulse on her, but I think because of that, she'll be in a good place. She's kind of the only one who hasn't been like, I'm not even looking at the Malolos, so maybe she would flip over with them. I think she's got plenty of options. I think she's in a pretty good place.
Yeah, I'll do my 6, 7, 8 because 8 is Dez. So I have 6, I have Brendan. 7, I have Michael. And 8, I have Dez. And Brendan, having him this high is
That's
more
high.
Because – it just like he found the idol with Michael. Yeah, it was mainly Michael who found the idol. But like, I just feel like the two of them and Stephanie like don't really have like they're going to somehow find a way. From what we've seen, I just feel like they're going to somehow find a way to get through this. They have the idol. They know where the idol is. And if somebody goes to Ghost Island and evens it up, they're going to be able to use that idol to scare the crap out of the other side. And like you said, Alexa, like maybe Kellen or Bradley's like, maybe I should flip. Like, why am I going to stay loyal to these people? Which maybe I shouldn't be putting them like Dez this high and I shouldn't have had Kellen this high. But I just feel like they're going to find a way to get somebody to flip. And I got Dez at 8. I just think like there's got to be more of Dez. Like there just has to be. I mean, I don't know if that's like ridiculous to say, but like there are people who go like unedited, but I just don't think it can be Dez. Like she's this huge personality before the game. And like, even like when she's out there, it seems like she's probably a huge personality. She's just not really a part of any votes yet. So I hope that tribe loses so that we can really get a feel on what these people are thinking because we haven't seen anything from them yet. So that's all the way up to 8 for me actually, and then 9 I have Sebastian, so you know, right, I put him smack in the middle because I can't see him going home really, but just in case something like crazy happens and they're just like, we're gonna get Sebastian because we're just tired of him talking about chocolate, we're all starving and we're gonna get him out of here, maybe he goes then, you know.
So funny.
I actually put Sebastian at 8, not because I actually didn't write Candy. Like I didn't even mention that for once. I think they're going to keep him because he's a number and he's a provider and he's good in challenges. And if it is a tie, like the Malolo group, I feel like they're not going to go for Sebastian. I feel like they're going to go for more of a power player. Like they'll probably go for Kellen, who's really good at puzzles, or Bradley, who they think is annoying. I think they would do that, or like Chelsea, because I don't know. But I just like don't see why they would go for Sebastian. So I kind of have him, yeah, pretty close to the middle too. I think he has more staying power than I gave him credit for previously.
Yeah, and I...
Way too high.
Wait, say it again. I lost you there. What was that?
I said I think I put Sebastian way too high, but it's fine. It's fine.
No, you're a big Sebastian fan over here.
This is what's so funny. That was like on the last one when we did it with Adam. He put Sebastian super high, and he's like, oh my God, I put him way too high. And like just was like trying to move everyone's him down the like, entire time.
Everyone's putting him up way too high.
Well, hopefully you pay attention to this stuff and get a little confidence boost here. Not that you need
it. He needs it. He's still out there, you know. He's still living it. So, Julia, who do you have as your – you're up to 8. Who you got at 8?
I have Angela for 8. That's her name, right, Angela?
That's her name.
Yep.
I honestly don't really have a lot of reason behind this besides the fact that I think she's – wait, she's the Navy or the Army one, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think she's super smart. Like she – who is she having a conversation with? Chris?
Yeah.
She read – yeah. So that one – I don't know. She reminds me a little bit of like Sydney in a way. I don't know why because I think she's just a badass. So I just put her there.
I like it. Because she's a badass.
I feel like you did the Gordon Holmes power rankings the one time, and I feel like these are like perfect like Gordon Holmes blurbs. Like she's just a badass. She reminds me of Sydney. Like that's what I want to see on the Gordon Holmes rankings now, you know?
It's so funny. I remember and I also did Redmond's power rankings one season. I think it was Game Changers. I did it. Mm-hmm. And I was so off. Like, and I was very invested in that because like OBS was on it and everything, and I was like, yeah, so I have this down, whatever. And I just, like, was so wrong all the time. Yeah.
Proving that Aubrey told you nothing. It was like, oh, God.
Yeah, Aubrey was, like, purposely screwing you over with that.
He did not tell me. No one told me anything about that season. I was like, oh, but it's better that way. It's better that way. And now I feel so far removed from Survivor in so many ways that, like, I actually know nothing anymore, which is great. There you go. Like, no about anything.
These are pure power rankings.
Yeah. I don't even remember like last season, so yeah. And then for 9 I have Desiree. Because I think you guys are right. Like I think she's gonna have a dope story as the show unfolds. And you know, she's I think she has potential to be one of those people that just goes down in history for like who she is as a person, like her story, her game. I don't think she'll win, but I think she's going to have a really cool trajectory. And I'm excited to see that. And then 10, I have Brendan. That's his name, right? Brendan?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And because I think I don't think he's going to go home yet. I think he's probably, you know, not in the hottest spot ever, but I think we're going to get more out of him too. And then I have Michael at 11.
I like the I like how you ask us like that's his name, right? And we just say yeah, like we don't actually know who you're talking about. It's just like hopefully she means the guy named Brendan. Hopefully she's not looking at like Dominic and saying Brendan, that's his name, right? Like,
no, like yeah, seems legit.
But yeah, I have to say though, I was a little salty with Michael for a second because of his whole like, oh yeah, I'm just going to say I'm 23. Oh, yeah? Yeah, you're going to say I'm 23.
Yeah.
That before.
Yeah, right?
No one's ever done that one before.
That's a great strategy. Nobody's done it.
Really groundbreaking.
So, I called him out on Twitter, but it's fine.
Oh, I saw that, actually. I've got to call him out.
I was like, hey, at least give me a little shout out there, buddy.
Well, that's what's great. Like, Will didn't give you a shout out when he became the youngest. Michael didn't give you a shout out. What's going on here? Like,
you're getting
like,
shafted.
I'm still the youngest. Honestly, I was talking to Scott about this. I went on, like, Scott Pollard has a podcast, and I did it, like, a few weeks ago, and we were just, like, talking about some, like, funny stories, and he was like, were you ever upset that you weren't on Millennials versus Gen X? Because you probably would have fit in with that cast so much better. Mm-hmm. And like honestly, because I think for me it was like my distinction in that season, just like it's Michael's distinction in his, and it's, you know, it was Will's and his, but he took a completely different approach than Michael and I. You know, he was so like, I'm 18, and it didn't really matter as much because everyone was like 20. So but yeah, so I'm actually rooting for Michael because he's 18. I want him to win. So
you want the 18-year-old. You're not like the person who's like, I didn't win when I was 18, so nobody's allowed to win when they're 18. You want him. You're rooting for him.
I want – well, if it was a girl, I'd probably feel a little bit differently. But
okay. 18-year-olds got to stick together.
I like the you always root for the girls unless they're an 18-year-old girl. That's
yeah. True. There's a lot of side moves here.
So true. This is the thing. I always root for the girls – unless they're 18, and then I always root for the 18-year-old, but yeah, I want Michael to win, so.
Okay.
There it is.
And I think, like, listen, he just has to keep his mouth shut, and then, because that's, I think, what I did wrong a lot of the time, but I think he doesn't seem, like, super outgoing, or, like, he has a big, maybe he even said that, like, he doesn't have a big personality. So I think as long as he can keep his mouth shut, he'll be fine for a while.
Yeah. And I think with him, he doesn't have the arrogance that I thought he was going to have, which is good. It's worked for him so far. Like, he's aligned himself with the old man and the older, I love calling Stephanie Johnson the older woman. Like, I know she listens to us. So it's like, every time I like want to talk about Stephanie, I'm like, you're the older woman because you're 30. Like, sorry. But like Stephanie Johnson and Brendan is who Michael's aligned himself with. And it seems like he's aligned himself pretty well with them. And, he aligned himself with Libby too.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like he knows how to get in with different people. And I thought he was going to have a little more arrogance to him, which he doesn't have. Really, on this season, there's two people with arrogance, and they're the two who are butting heads, and it's Chris and Dominic. Yeah. They're like the two most arrogant people on the season. Aside from them, I don't really get like a huge arrogant vibe from any of the players. Especially like somebody like Bradley, who we watched in the preseason. And Julia, I don't know if you like watched any of the preseason stuff, but this guy was just like rattling off like, I like making fun of people. I like doing that. Like,
I don't like stupid people.
I don't like he was calling them people. He wasn't even calling them stupid. He was using the word simple. But like, now you're like, oh, you know what? Bradley's like actually like a pretty normal dude. Like, he's just kind of like a guy.
Yeah, no, it's not true. I think Michael is very like low key, very humble. I think that will probably make him super likable too. You seem, yeah, exactly. Like, he seems like he's clicking with everyone. And who's the other guy that he has with him right now?
Brendan.
Yeah, so he's obviously not going to be, like, first in line if they're looking to take out a power player, like, strength-wise. So I think he's safe for a while. And he has that idol, so.
He's got that big honking idol. That thing's huge.
I know. Wait, so question. Do you guys know this? Are they the actual real...
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're the real deal.
How did they get them? Did they, like, track down the players? I don't
understand. I think CBS keeps them.
Okay.
I don't know, though. But then I think I think I saw Andrea posted on, like, Instagram or something. She got – or someone got something back after this season. So maybe after the season ended, they gave it to the original person, which kind of sucks for the Ghost Island people who may or may not have used them.
I mean,
I don't know, though.
To be fair, James already had two. Does he need both of them still? You know, he already had two. So
remember in Heroes versus Villains, they were his, like, were they his personal items too?
Yeah, yeah. I love James.
So interesting though, because I took so much shit from my season. Like,
what'd you take?
I took, like, sand. I mean, that I don't think we'd ever want that back.
Just a bag of sand. That's a heavy carry-on bag.
And I took all my clothes back. I took oh my god, I have a box. I took so much tree mail, just like random things that we had. I don't know, but I guess I didn't take home any idols or anything because I didn't have any.
That would have been awesome. What did you do with your clothes? I've always wondered that. Like, yeah, I think I would want to keep them because it's like, oh, the memories. But are they, like, disgusting?
So I didn't wash my buffs because I wanted them to, like, smell like the mold of the that's so weird, but, like, I will smell my buffs sometimes. This is so weird.
This is amazing. This is incredible. Please tell us everything.
And I get, like, straight up PTSD, but, like, in the best way. Like, it warms my heart, PTSD. So I
do you, like, sniff them before you go to bed at night?
No, every once in a while, I'm feeling, like, super survivor, nostalgic, all, like, do it. My clothes I washed, but they still look disgusting. Like, they're covered in dirt, and I would never, like, wear them or anything. But I just keep them in a box with, like, all my Survivor stuff. So I just have, and I have, like, all my stuff from Finale and, like, just all my, like, little pieces of things that I collected from the island in just a box in my house, my parents' house, actually. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh my God. Cool. This is amazing. This is awesome.
And I'm assuming if they asked you for any of it for, like, Ghost Island, you'd be like, no, sorry. Like, this is mine.
Yeah. Like, here's truly a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I was actually trying to think about it. Like, my season, if there'll be anything from my season in regards to, like, Ghost Island, the only thing I could think of was, like, the Super Idol.
I think that is on it.
It's on it, yeah.
Yeah, it's on the – there's, like, a list of, like, 86 things that are on Ghost Island, and I think they're – those two idols, like, whether or not – whether they come, like, together separately, I think they are on there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, that's the only thing I could really think of. But I mean, I guess she voted right with the extra jury vote, and some other season had that too.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're using Dan's extra jury vote from Worlds Apart.
Oh yeah.
Or extra jury vote, but just whatever vote. Whatever they're using from they're using something for Dan that's, like, with an extra vote or whatever Dan had that thought he thought he was going to win the game and he did not.
Spoiler.
Yeah, crashed and burned. All right. My nine.
Anyway.
Oh wait, Alexa, you're actually the furthest behind. You roll.
Okay, so I just did my number eight. So I'll do 9 and 10. So 9, I have Kellen, and 10, I have Stephanie. And now that I'm actually talking out loud, I don't really know why I put them there because now it's kind of in the bottom half. With Kellen, like, I think I was a little nervous for her because she was really confident. And you can't be confident in Survivor, especially when, like, yeah, you have the majority, but, like, this is a season where there's going to be 700 idols. So that kind of made me a little wary. But the thing with her is I think she can connect with everybody. Like, she's someone who's, like, getting a lot of screen time. So, yes, edit-wise, she's looking really good. But I think she's also just someone that people are going to be really drawn to. So she, like, needed to pull someone over from the original Malolos. Or, like Stephanie, too. I feel like they kind of go hand in hand. Where Stephanie could kind of connect with anybody also. So she could maybe work with Kellen. Like, I feel like those two could go hand in hand. Or maybe I just want them to. But I don't know, like, Kellen is not someone who I, like, at first glance would assume would be aligning with, like, Dom and Bradley, and Stephanie is not someone who I would assume would align with, like, Brendan and Michael. So I think that shows that they can kind of work with anybody, and I think even though they're on opposite sides of the tribe, I think they're both in, like, a decent position.
Yeah.
I have Stephanie Johnson at 11. I love Stephanie. I think Stephanie's great. I think, like, Julia, you were saying, like, you're looking for, like, that female character. Maybe this is one of the people that you
hate.
She's
awesome, yeah.
But Stephanie, oh, she's got that smirk. I think this is one of the people Julia can't stand. Anyway, I think Stephanie's great. I think Stephanie's, like, what we're looking for on this season, where you have, like, somebody to root for. It's an underdog, but she also can kind of be in the power position. I'm a really big fan of Stephanie. I love like her like way of looking at it. Like, I mean, maybe like the ride the waves thing was a little corny, but like aside from that, like now she's breaking down. Like, I don't want to like, you know, I don't want to be like bad for my kids. I don't want to fail for my kids, you know, that whole storyline, but I really don't think she's going to. The reason I have her this low, even though I still think she's probably one of the people who can win, I have her this low because I was so convinced last year Allie was not going to go home, and then she did anyway because of her breakdown cry preview, and she went home anyway. So I'm like trying to say there's no way she goes home because they gave her the breakdown and cry preview, but it happened to me last year and I don't want to get burned twice. I'll put Stephanie this low, but I really think Stephanie's going to make it and be fine and go deep.
Julia, what is your take?
Yeah, I saw that smirk.
You guys, there's something coming. I can feel it.
I'm not okay. Don't want to offend anyone.
This is a safe zone.
I'm not the biggest.
And it's also public.
Yeah. This is the last internet, but you're fine. I'm not the biggest Stephanie fan, and the reason being is I think it's partly it. Similarly, I can't even speak to Jacob, who just got voted out. I just think that she or two votes will go, just is coming in guns blazing, playing a little bit too hard right off the bat. And I mean, I think she is smart, and I think that she, I just like don't think she's gonna go far. I don't know why. I just I have that like gut instinct that she's not going to go far. I don't think she could win. I don't think she's like likable enough in regards to this cast. She is definitely like a survivor type, and a survivor type that's like, she's clearly smarter than majority of the people out there. Like, I will give her that hands down. But do I think she's going to go far? Do I think she's going to win? No, not at all. I don't know. That's just my vibe.
Okay.
That wasn't that bad.
That wasn't bad. I mean, maybe she's like holding back because we liked her. So maybe like Julia's like holding back a little bit there. But I will say, I do think you're in the minority here. I haven't seen too much I've seen positive stuff about Stephanie. So I do think that this is like a minority thing, and that's fine. We know we need conflicting opinions on here because Alexa and I just agree with each other and then we're wrong every time. So we need somebody to come in and straighten us out because we've been wrong so much.
I typically have an opposite vibe than so many people when it comes to the show. I don't know what it is, but like, for example, I mean, this is obviously personal too, but everyone in the entire world literally could not stand Scott and Jason. And they're like my favorite people in the entire world. And even watching it, like even if I wasn't on that season and I were to watch it, I'd probably still love them. So I always have very conflicting opinions of people when it comes to these, like, I think more popular players. But yeah, I think she's very, very smart. She clearly has a pulse on what's going on. And I just am not like a huge Stephanie fan at the moment. I hope it changes though. You know, that sometimes that does happen for me.
That was a good little trail off at the end.
All right, Alexa, who do you, Who do you have at 11?
Are we all caught up? Where is everyone? I just did number 10.
Julia and I both did 11, so you're on 11. I got it okay. In front of me, so we're cruising.
Okay, great. So for 11, I put Wendell. And I actually think he's kind of fine. Kind of like I'm not too nervous for him just because I think, kind of like I said earlier, that group of four original Malolos, I still don't know how like tight they are apart from just that vote. And Wendell is someone who I think could really easily work with them because he's just naturally pretty charismatic. But my fear for him is that like Dom is the one with all the advantages. And I know that Dom would probably play it for himself. If would he play an idol for Wendell on like the fourth vote of the game when like there's a merge like on the horizon? I don't really know. So if Wendell is on the chopping block, I am pretty nervous for him, but I think he'll be fine, but I got to put him pretty low because he's in the minority and he's kind of defenseless right now.
Yeah. The only person that like playing that idol super early that it's really worked for is Dave when he played it for Jessica and it ended up working out for him. Otherwise everybody pretty much sits on those because right now Wendell could end up being the guy who backstabs Dom. Dom doesn't know. I mean, it's still super early. So, you know, I think that I have Wendell at 12. So I have him like right there. I do think that he's in more danger than Dom because I think everybody's so suspicious of Dom having an idol anyway that they're just sitting there saying like, we would never vote for Dom. We'll vote for Wendell or we'll split the vote somehow if they actually go that route, which I don't think they're going to side with Chris and Angela. So I do think Wendell could be in a little bit of danger there. But aside from that, like Wendell's just like, he's just super likable. Like, I don't know what it is. I just feel like this is a guy who has like a lot of longevity in the game. Like I think him, Stephanie Johnson, Donathan, and Brendan and Michael, like those are like five people who are definitely going deep. Dominic probably should be in that group, but there's just something about Dominic that could get like voted out twice really in this beginning here where he gets voted out with, you know, he has an idol that he plays and then gets voted out after that anyway. But Dominic, I don't know. I just feel like he's got to hit this merge. He's the perfect person to have the legacy advantage at 13 at the merge, get all the votes onto him because nobody's going to want to play with him anyway. He plays the legacy advantage and still has an idol. Like, so I just feel like he's in like a really good spot here. Even though he seems like he's in the minority and got totally bamboozled at the last tribal council.
Bamboozled.
Yeah. You know, pulling out the hatch line there.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, I like Wendell a lot though.
I think Wendell and Sebastian are my two favorites.
They could not be more different.
No, it's so funny. Like if I had to pick my top three people this season, and I think everyone in the world would probably disagree with me on this, but it's Wendell, Sebastian, and Michael. Those are my faves. So
I think I don't think that's too crazy. Sebastian might be a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think this is too crazy, but what my favorite part is, Julia, is that you just said you love Scott and you love Kyle, and if you were watching, you would still love them. And if you look at Wendell, Sebastian, and Michael, they could not be playing the game further from what Scott and Kyle were doing. After Scott Jason.
No. Well, that's the thing, too, is when we'll get him, I actually kind of like Dom.
Okay.
And
which is fair. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, I think even the players like Dom.
He seems super fun. Like, I would love to be out there with him, not necessarily like game wise, but just like company wise. Like I think he would be hilarious and really fun to hang out with. You see it like right off the bat. When they were building the shelter, he was like talking about the partying days and stuff. And I was like, bro, I feel you. So I like him, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, and I think the reason he's like going to be able to stick around is because he is super likable, even though everybody's super fearful of him. Yeah. He's got that good combo there that some players just don't have. Like everybody really liked Tony, even though he was crazy, and like that's why he stuck around. That's why he was able to do it back in Cagayan.
Right, it's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of, I have him as 12.
Okay.
It's my
12. I could see him winning too.
Yeah.
So
he's one of those where even only three votes in, you almost say if he gets to the end, they're going to vote for him to win, even though we're only three votes in. Like he already has that, how the hell did he do this vibe to him. Absolutely. And if he gets there, he wins. But I also think he's the kind of guy with this new format of Final Four tribal or Final Four fire making. He's the kind of guy who could lose the fire making or get voted out fifth so that they don't even give him the shot to make fire.
I keep forgetting about that. I forget about that every time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to have a bit of an impact.
just a slight one. A
little bit.
I'll go. Are you guys caught up? I'll do my number 12.
Yeah, go for 12.
Okay, so for 12, I have Brendan, which is pretty low. But it's because he's in the minority and he's definitely like the clear leader of that group. Like whether or not he wants to be, he just kind of is. I mean, they pretty much instantaneously picked him as the Malola leader in the premier like opening challenge. So I'm just a little nervous for him on that front, but I think he will be able to connect with people. Like the thing with this Malola group, that group of four, is they're all like really personable. So that's not really what I'm worried about. So I don't really know how the Navidis, assuming they go for the Malolos, like how they decide who they're going to get rid of. But I feel like just because Brendan is that leader, he's going to be the easy target for them. And kind of like what you just said, Phil, will Michael play an idol for him that early on in the game?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if he would. I just think that they'd be able to use the idol. I think that that group's going to be able to figure out how to use that idol without having to play it. Like they're going to be able to convince somebody on Navidi, like, is it really worth it to vote like with your group here? Especially if they lose and somebody from that tribe goes to Ghost Island and it's like Bradley, Kellen, one of them goes to Ghost Island. I think it's going to be very easy to convince somebody. And I could see them even being like, Kellen goes to Ghost Island and they say, hey, Bradley, you don't want to vote. Like, you don't want to tie and go to Rocks. Like, why don't you just come to our side? And I could see Bradley being the type of player who's like, you know what? I'll do it. Like, whatever. Like, we haven't seen much of Bradley and I have him at 13. but like, maybe he's the type of guy who just does that and completely changes the game and votes out of Navidi. And then Kellen comes back or somebody comes back and is like, what just happened? But by getting rid of one of those people, it kind of just it could break down the entire tribe. Cause like, we have an idol. What do you want? What do you want us to do with it? Or if it's 5-3, they could sit there with the idol and say, we have an idol. Are you guys really going to take the chance of voting for the wrong person? You can't split the votes. What are you going to do here? We're going to vote for this person. Do it with us. You know, and I also think that this is the type of group that is going to vote based on strength. And that'll be like the reason why like the other Navidi people might find it to be like, okay, we'll do that with you. You're voting out the weakest member of our tribe. We don't want to have like the idol come back to bite us here. Okay, we'll all vote out the weakest member of this tribe and like keep it 4-4 and hope that the next time when somebody goes to Ghost Island, it's 4-3 in our advantage and we vote somebody out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that.
So I said my 13, which is Bradley. What do you guys got?
Julia, you want to go?
I have Jenna.
That's what I have too.
Yeah, I don't really know why, to be completely honest. I just, like, it's, again, like, I think one of those, I think she'll kind of ramp up her storyline soon, but I don't know. I really don't know. I think she's fine for now, basically. I don't have a lot to say about her, but I like her, so.
You like her? Until Jenna you forgot friend. Who she was and then liked her again.
And then remembered that you liked her.
I don't know why. I was like, oh yeah, I love her.
I got Jen at 13 too. I think I kind of mentioned this earlier. I think when we were talking about Michael's idol, I think if the Malolo tribe is going to like try, or excuse me, if the original Navidis who are on Malolo, if they're going to go for that group of four, I feel like Jen is a safe choice because Jenna seems to be really tight with Stephanie. I don't really know how tight she is with, what's his face, Brendan and Michael. And Jenna would be like out of that four, kind of the like random vote. And that's kind of been happening more, just like voting for the random girl who they think isn't going to get the idol. And I think Jenna is like an unfortunate target for that.
Yeah. I have Jenna down at 15 because Jenna is definitely the one on out of that group that seems like she's the least tight with all of them. Like, Brendan and Michael are very tight. We've heard Jenna say that she'll follow Stephanie because that's her day one. But is Stephanie willing to follow Jenna? Like, we don't actually know the answer to that. So I think that's why Jenna's in more trouble if that tribe, if they can't swing the numbers. And also everybody's going to be like, well, Stephanie's a huge super fan. She probably could find an idol. Michael and Brendan, one of them could have found an idol just because they might be out looking. We don't think Jenna could have found it. So then Jenna ends up actually being the one who gets the stray vote and goes home. So I have her at 15.
Yeah, you're right. I kind of want to know if Jenna, like if Stephanie feels the same way about Jenna, because Jenna tweeted this like hilarious, like romantic video of her and Stephanie like being BFFs. And I don't know if Stephanie replied. So I got to find that.
I don't know. Like, that's the thing. And Stephanie's very active.
Like, she's quite active.
I have Stephanie at 14.
Ooh.
I don't know. I just don't have good vibes.
It's going to be great when Stephanie does go home this week and like Alexa and I were just like, oh, well, we're completely wrong.
She's got a long game, guys. I promise.
Where did Adam put Stephanie? Does Adam like her?
In his first week, he had her. Where did Adam have her? In the first week, Adam had her, I think, in the rankings. I'm like trying to find her name. Oh, so he had her at number one.
Wow.
Oh.
Big switch.
Oh my god.
Hey, he also completely failed in that ranking. So.
Yeah, he's also super wrong.
Alexa, who do you have at 14?
For 14, I have Chris. This is kind of where I get to the bottom four who I think could go home. I mean, Chris was safe on Ghost Island, but he didn't get anything, which was good because I was convinced Ghost Island was just going to be like a vending machine of idols, which it's not. So that I appreciate. But I'm like, we're getting a ton of Chris, but I actually like, I don't think I hate him as much. Like, he's getting a ton of hate. And I said this earlier, I think it's like, because he's like this big, like big, strong alpha male who's like talking down to everybody. But like with what we got, like with the mom content that we got, I think there's still a little more to be fleshed out with him, but he still has an ally. Like, he still has Angela. So they could like go work with that group before original Malolos. But I'm not too confident in him. I feel like he's been on the chopping block like every single day. So that's going to hit him eventually.
With Chris, I have Angela at 14 before Jenna, and then I have Chris at 16. I have Chelsea at 17. So I'll just kill mine here. Chris, I feel like, He's not as bad as everybody thinks he is. He just comes across as so arrogant that it's like killing him. Like, he's just coming across super arrogant. And then he has the breakdown on Ghost Island. You're like, wait, this is like actually still a person. Like, he's not actually as crazy as we might be thinking he is. But even when he's talking to Angela, it sounds super arrogant. And Angela's like, I'm used to being talked to like this. But like, I also think Angela kind of likes Chris. I think the real reason that we aren't loving Chris is because Dominic is definitely the one who's like, the one we're supposed to be rooting for a little bit there. Like, he's like the more likable. I don't want to say, you know, he's like the more likable villain, whereas Chris is supposed to be like your negative villain. Mm-hmm. But then Chris gets that huge thing at Ghost Island where you're like, well, maybe this guy isn't so bad. I don't know. But so far all we've been told is that he's bad. So what is he? Like, I don't, tell me something. But after that, I actually was surprised I was going to put Chris this low. But I still think that if they lose, that group's going to side with Wendell and Dominic because Wendell's just more likable and Dominic's scary because he has an idol. And they're going to vote out Chris instead of voting out Angela, because why would you vote out Angela at this point, who clearly has no allies at all? She just had every single person on her tribe vote for her. And the other alliance voted not for her, but pretty much made them – like, their vote was pretty much to say, like, Angela, we don't even respect your vote at all. Like, we don't need it and we don't care where it goes. So. Yeah, and then Chelsea at 17, because I just feel like she's going to be our Lucy, where it's like, oh, she had an episode. Okay.
Yeah. I forget about her.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I feel like most people do. I mean, she literally comes in, episode 4 goes home, didn't even have screen time in the first 3 episodes, gets 4 confessionals in her last episode, and then just goes home.
That could happen.
Yeah. Yep. So I killed mine. So you guys, you guys can just go.
You want to go ahead, Julia?
Sure. So at 15, I have James, which I feel like is pretty low.
What's your take on James?
I like him. He seems like a nice kid. I say like nice kid. He's definitely older than me, and I'm I think the reason I put him there was because for some reason, I was saying earlier, there's not a lot of these episodes that are really staying with me. And something that did just stick with me was him coming back to the tribe and just like apologizing a million times for blowing the challenge. And I found that to be like, if I was playing with him, I'd be like, shut up. This is so annoying. Like, we know you don't need to, like, you're making yourself more aware of your weaknesses here. And at that point in the game, that's not really like someone I'd want around. Like, I get what he was trying to do, but at the same time, I found it to be like kind of annoying and kind of putting almost a target on his back, even though I think he was intending on doing the opposite. So that's why I have him there. And then I have Laurel. That's her name, right? Laurel?
Yeah.
And I don't really know why. I just I don't think she'll last very long. I don't know. I could be so wrong. That's totally up in the air. Don't know. And then I have, I think just as you guys were saying, I think I put Chris last because, honestly, I kind of like him. Again, like, I tend to like the douchebags. No offense, Chris. But the reason being is just because I think. Yeah, they're giving Dom, in regards to these two kind of alpha males, they're giving Dom the much more likable edit. You kind of want to see how his story plays out. And I think if we lose Dom, it's going to be, like, very impactful to, like, the character building we have going on. Whereas Chris, it's just, like, he's kind of a pain in the ass right now and in the way. Because I want to see Dom play his game. And that's, I mean, that's how I feel like it's been set up. And I think Chris is definitely someone that you'd want to go for soon or than later, because post-merge, I wouldn't want him around. So,
Yeah. And that's the thing. Once post-merge happens, like, he actually can, we haven't seen like the big alpha males win a lot of challenges, although Brad Culpepper did win 5 like 2 seasons ago, but for the most part, Survivor's kind of backed away from that. Where, like, I don't think Scott ever won anything in your season, and maybe Jason won one. Like, yeah. I don't think it was much at all. Like, Ty was the one who actually ended up winning. You know, he was like the one who was probably most impressive in the challenges because he could just like deal with the pain, I guess. but it's interesting with Chris, because it's like, where is he? Like, why did we get this thing about his mom? Is this mean like he is going to go and like hit the merge and like actually be like, is Dom versus Chris going to be an all season thing that somehow just like won't end? Or is this like what we all expect to be just like a 4 or 5 episode arc? I think that it's got to end soon, but
yeah.
Still, like you said, it's kind of in the way of Dominic's storyline. It's like, we got to get past this so Dominic can overcome one hurdle, and then what's going to be everything after that?
I do kind of feel like it's that 4 to 5 episode kind of arc right here. It reminds me a little bit, not obviously the content of what's happening, but in a way, like the Taylor and Figgy thing back in Windows, where like that just saturated what, like 4 episodes in the beginning, and you got to a point where you're like, I have no idea what either of your games look like in any sense, because this storyline is just so overarching. And then you're kind of were able to like break it up a little bit and see it play out better.
Yeah.
That's a good comparison, even though the content could not be more different.
Interesting. I want to just go back to James real quick, because Adam was on here when he said that when James came back, he actually thought that was a good thing. And then you're saying that it would have irritated you. Oh. So I kind of want to hear your take on that, because Adam was for it, which I was kind of surprised at, because I figured it annoyed most survivors. It always seems like after somebody has that, it's like either the person, the next thing you see is somebody yelling at the camera, like, of course you blew the challenge. Like, we get it. Or he's trying to make us feel bad for him and we don't feel bad for him. Right. But Adam was saying it was a positive thing. Do you think that's just because on his season they were like more supportive, or like what? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I think it does depend a lot on who you're playing with. My season, I know my original tribe, like But this is the thing too. My original tribe, no one would have performed that way in a challenge. Like you just choke. Like you're going out there to play, and if you're not gonna like put in 150%, why are you even out there? So A, that's annoying that he just couldn't just like suck it up and do it because that's what you go out there to do. So that was annoying part A. And then the annoying part B was being super apologetic about it. And like that just pissed me off because I was like, you had control of the situation. Like you could have put in more effort. You could have figured it out, you know? And so to be like so like and dwell, I just be like, shut up. Like you had your moment and I get it. Like we all get nervous, like things happen, but you have to realize the circumstance you're in. You have nothing. I was actually talking about this the other day with someone. When you're out there, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about brushing your teeth. Your focus is the game and performing in those challenges right off the bat. If you can't do that, like, especially for a guy his size, like he's a big dude and he should be someone who's like really pulling the weight for his tribe. And I would have been really pissed off. And I think like, you know, I don't know. Michelle is like much more tolerant than I am. And she probably might have been more like Adam and been appreciative of it. But I'm kind of more a little bit cutthroat, I think. And I would have found it annoying. So.
Yeah. And I feel like the people on your season, like the Scott and the Jason, I think we might have had, I mean, Jason and Scott voted out Darnell because the mask fell off his face. Like they were just like, boom, you're done. Get out of here. And like, kudos to James for like rebounding from that. And also like in the last episode, putting together the plan to get rid of Morgan, because it was the absolute right move. And James won MVP last week on my fantasy team. Just going to throw that in there now. But James is like, he did rebound from it, but I see what you're saying where it's like, Donathan ended up actually going down and getting it while James was still floating in the water. Like he was still just there. It's 8 feet down. And like, I get it. It's the open ocean. And I think that's kind of what Adam was saying, was like, you don't know what it's like to dive in the open ocean until you actually get out there. And it's like, I kind of get that. Bad. If you never dove in the open ocean, it's tough because you're not ready for it. But
still. At the same time though, like, I think overall for someone who I'm a 5'1" at the time I was 18, like child who, you know, I had never considered myself a huge athlete, but I overall did pretty well in those challenges because like I knew it was what I had to do. So I really don't think like if you're planning on going on this show, like you need to be ready to perform at 200% at all times. It's your one job. And so I mean, I think about like going back to my season, there were a few moments where people struggled and like Michelle, for example, in one of the challenges, she would literally kill me for talking about this, but like he couldn't like underwater, those underwater things, I will give him a little bit of like slack there because they're tough. Like the underwater pieces are tough and she beat herself up about it, but she never went back to camp and was like, I'm sorry, because like you're going to be perceived as weak that way, I think.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm done. So.
Yeah, I think like I'm trying to put myself in my situation, like if I completely blew a challenge, I think I would do like sometimes they walk in and they're like, sorry guys, that was on me, and just like leave it at that. Like I would probably put one sentence out there and probably do that because I wouldn't want to draw the attention to myself. And I feel like that would bother a lot of people. So I get where you're coming from on that. I agree with you.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, when he's drawing this attention on himself, like I would think back to maybe like my original tribe and say we come back from a challenge and I don't know if Nick was like, I'm just using this as an example. And he's like, I'm sorry. We come to the vote. We're not really sure who to vote out because it's so early on and like, nothing's really happened. We're going to be like, well, he's still dwelling on this challenge and he did a really shitty job. Sorry if I'm not supposed to say that, but like, let's just get rid of him. Right. Like, I don't know, that kind of thing.
No, and it makes sense. And I think that James, I think we've heard, isn't like a huge super fan of the show, or at least wasn't beforehand. And maybe that's how James is in his real life. I mean, he was an athlete, like, you know, he did run track at Harvard. So maybe that's for him is like when he blew it, that's what he would do. Like he would go back and say it. But in this type of game, it's more difficult. I just think it's funny. I just like to hear your opinion on it because we heard Adam's opinion on it. And I like that they're completely opposite. And that, you know, I like that. I like that. I don't know. I just like, I like to hear that, that type of thing where it's like, there's no right way to actually do this is what it seems like.
It's so funny. I love Adam and I loved his game. And that's something I never really going into his season, never thought I would have said. But I loved it. And I think that in terms of like our perspectives on like gameplay, so I couldn't be more opposite than him in so many ways. About the lie, cheat, steal, and he's just so, you know, authentic. Just like he just really I don't know, maybe that's just me, but
All right, Alexa, you want to kill yours since me and Julia have completed ours?
Yeah, sure. So I go Bradley at 15, Angela at 16, Chelsea at 17. Bradley, it's kind of self-explanatory. I feel like the Malolos on his tribe, that he's the one they're going to go for. Angela, I think she's in a really tough position because all of her old tribe mates just told her that they wanted her gone but didn't have enough numbers to get rid of her. Mm-hmm. So now they have to awkwardly hang out with her for 3 more days. And with Chelsea, like Chelsea, it's strictly an edit thing. Like, she could be super close with like Dez and Kellen for all I know, but I don't know anything else. So the Chelsea thing is, it's a strictly an edit thing. I don't know if she'll get, if she gets a Lucy edit, like I'll be really impressed. Like if she's going to like start yelling at everybody, like I'm totally down to watch that. I just like, don't think that's how it's going to go down. So yeah, that's how I end. I end with Chelsea.
Yeah. And that's where I ended too. And I just think it's just weird. Like, to get just nothing this far in, and like she hasn't even been like on our screen. Like, yeah.
She said watch out in the challenge. It was very exciting.
Like, I was confused. Like, who's this camera person? Like,
I know, the camera person got in the shot.
I was like, oh my god, production's in the shot.
Why is production wearing boxers?
That's, swear to god, that's what I thought. I was like, what the hell? And then I was like, oh.
That would be such a blatant one too, because he was like standing front and center. Like, why are they right here?
So confused.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right, so that's the power rankings. We just killed them. So hopefully, Julia can do better than Adam. Now, Julia, I don't know how much you pay attention to us. It's okay if it's not at all. We understand, but we do this eliminator game thing. Mm-hmm. And we do it with this guy, Vaughn, who always kills us. And Adam decided he wanted to get in on it last week. But since Adam's been so bad right now, we're going to like let you pick the next player. So pretty much what it is every week you pick one player that you haven't picked already. Mm-hmm. And you just like go down the line. And the goal is to not pick the person who gets voted out. But you can only pick each person once. So Adam went Sebastian and then James.
Okay.
So it's one person you think is not, absolutely not going home this week.
But can I pick Sebastian or James?
No.
No, you can't pick them.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I'm going to go with Libby.
Okay.
Writing it down.
All right.
Phil, who are you doing for your eliminator? I'm still trying to decide.
Hannah, I wrote it down on my power rankings. 1 second. Oh, I'm going to use where is it? Oh, I'm gonna use Dez. I don't think I used her yet, did I? Or did I write that down from last
week? You did Libby and Sebastian. Oh man. Okay. I'm gonna play with fire because I'm really bad at this. I'm between Angela, Chris, and Laurel. Cause I wanna get rid of one of them, but I'm too nervous about Chris and Angela. I'm gonna do Laurel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my decision.
And Vaughn never sent me his, so...
he DM'd it to us. It's Donathan.
Oh, he did. Oh, then I must just not have seen it. So he did Donathan. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So there you go. Those are our four. So, Julia, you need to stick this one out. Hopefully, Libby doesn't go home this week so that whoever comes on next week still has a chance to pick an eliminator, you know?
Yeah.
Honestly, this chat made me, like... It definitely... made me a little bit more excited for this season. I'm not going to lie. Like I kind of came into this being like, I'm so on this cast, but I do think that there are a few people in here who are going to have some awesome stories. And I'm really like stoked on seeing how it plays out. There's a lot of people I could literally care less about, but there are a handful who I think are going to have really amazing kind of plot says, and you know, we're already seeing Donathan, his story kind of unfold, so I'm stoked.
Well, we're glad we caught you early then, so we could get you super into this season before it was lost on you, you know?
That's what, honestly, I'm going to be completely honest. That's what happened to me last season. Like, I watched, I don't know. Yeah, I watched 2 episodes and I just stopped.
Wow.
I watched the finale and then, first 2 episodes and the finale, and that was it.
So what did you think of the finale based on the first 2 episodes?
Like, I don't even remember. Oh my God, I feel like such an asshole, but like, I don't even remember who won. Like, Wait,
dude, I want you to guess. I don't want to tell you.
Oh, I won't say anything then.
Shit. It's going to come to me. It's going to come to me. Text it, the gunshots, PTSD, that guy
won. Yes. Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
From Montana or Idaho, I think.
He's from Idaho, but Texas works too.
Yeah, but I thought like Mike Holloway. Like, that's how I related that season, because I remember watching that finale, because there wasn't there like a mom in the final 3 that time?
Chrissy, yeah.
Yes. So I was like, oh my God, this is literally worlds apart, but just like different. It's the same.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good call.
Except Ryan and Will could not be any further from each like other.
In many, many ways.
That's very true. But that's how I remembered the end of that season. But yeah, I wasn't invested, and I think I will be in this season. This is a little bit, and I love the Ghost Island twist. I really do. Mm-hmm. I also think the thing about last season, sorry to keep bringing up last season, but I just was not sold on the theme either. Like,
yeah, it was a stretch.
So this theme I'm stoked on. So if I like can invest myself in some of these characters, I think I'm going to love it.
Yeah. And the thing was, we had Joe Mena on from last season, who I don't know if you'll remember because he like went.
He was not in the first 2 episodes or the last episode.
He came on here and was like, our season sucked. Like, it was so funny though, because he was just like, I didn't like it. I didn't
like all he tweets is like this. He's like, season 36 is so much better than my season. Like at CBS, at Jeff.
It's so funny.
Oh my God. Yeah. I barely remember. So it's and that's a thing too, is I thought I loved Millennials versus Gen X, and I loved Game Changers, so I think too it was just like a
wow.
So you loved Game Changers. Did you love Game
Changers? I was about to say you loved Game Changers.
Is it because like of Aubrey and Ty and like
it wasn't necessarily like the actual gameplay by any means. And I don't even remember like very many significant things that happened in Game Changers in regards to gameplay, but I just love, of course, when you're in like the community and you're seeing people that you know and love like play again, that's super exciting to watch. So that's why I was invested.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's it like watching, or what was it like watching Aubrey and Ty play after you had like actually played with them?
Yeah, it was really cool, because of course you're rooting for them. And I obviously wanted them to do super well, and same with Caleb and even Debbie. I just, because you kind of have that connection, like they're your homies, and you want them to just kill it. But you know, it's definitely weird too, because they're with a completely different group of people, and but I had a blast watching that season, and of course I was rooting for Aubrey all the way, but.
How close were you to being the one who got to meet Debbie on the boat? Was it almost you?
Were you like the second phone call?
I have to say that was the most devastating episode. Like, that was better to watch than me being like exiled and having a breakdown, because I'm so jealous.
Oh my God, that's not, jealous is not the word I thought was going to come out of your mouth.
And it was so funny, because that episode I didn't watch live. I watched it the next day, which is normally what I do now. But so many people were tweeting at me, and they're like, Julia, you're going to lose it.
Exiled boat. That was the most like ridiculous, the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Right after Julia had to go sit on an island by herself.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's really it for the power rankings and predictions.
Yeah, there we go.
So, Julia, thanks for coming on. Thanks for this was very, very entertaining. And it's very unlike the Adam one. So it's a perfect follow-up. Like, it's just a perfect follow-up. Adam wants everybody to know that he knows the most about Survivor, and you want everybody to know, like, I like them. Like, it's good.
And guess what? You're like, Julia's are going to be like on point for next week.
Exactly. She put the boot list order for the rest of the game in her power rankings.
Yeah, right. Spoiler alert. She just like dropped a spoiled boot list on us.
Yeah.
I know. We'll see how it shakes out. I'm excited to watch. And yeah, I think there's some good gamers up in here. So it'll be a fun one.
I hope you get Brendan and Bradley, because I kept mixing their names up because of the BR. So we got to keep those two straight.
Yeah, and Alexa, do you want to close us out then?
Sure, I'll wrap it up. So we'll be live Wednesday at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, with our episode 4 recap right after the episode on the West Coast. Tonight or tomorrow morning, I'll come out with an MVP spotlight of James. He won MVP. Angela lost the LVP, so Joe Maina gets another whack on his fantasy team with Angela losing. Follow us on Twitter, Survivor Specialist. Like us on Facebook, Survivor Specialist. We're close to 200 likes on Facebook. More importantly, hit subscribe on YouTube. We're at like 3,150 subscribers, which is like 60 more than we had like 2 weeks ago, which is really cool. So keep hitting subscribe. Keep giving us 5 stars on iTunes, and we'll be back on Wednesday.
Yep, we'll see you all then.